Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 318, the stanzas 1, 2, and 4. The glorious gates of righteousness throw open unto me, and I will enter them with praise, O Lord my God, to thee. And what follows, Psalter 318, the stanzas 1, 2, and 4.
Thank you.
portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Psalm 84. First, the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Psalm 84. To the chief musician upon Gittith, a psalm for the sons of Korah. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars. O Lord of hosts, my King and my God, blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee, Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Let us ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. O Lord, when thou wast granted by renewal that we may come up to thy courts, then it behooves us to thank and acknowledge thee for thy many precious gifts, for the gift of thy holy word, wherein thou tellest us thy perfect creation, our deep fall, our miserable state, but also of the covenant mercies. But then it also behooves us to thank thee each time by renewal that thou wast given unto mankind, unto us and our children, one day in seven, to rest from our labors, a day that thou wast set apart for thy glory and for the saving of souls, that in thy providence then thou grantest that was 6 days of labor, thou grantest provision for our family circles, and on the seventh day we may rest. And then it also behooves us to acknowledge and thank thee that thou grantest a place of worship where we and our children may come together. In this evening hour, then by renewal we shall be gathered together at the foot of Mount Sinai concerning the fourth commandment. And then we have already received much instruction. We have sung together with the psalmist concerning coming up to thy courts, and we have read the close and tender life with those vehement desires of the psalmist. Then we have heard of prayer, of thanksgiving, and of beseeching that thou wouldest send prosperity. And then we do well, each and every one of us, that we lay our hearts beside thy word. And blessed those souls who have come up in this evening hour, a comparable, not that they dared to compare themselves with the psalmist, but not a strange language, that in this evening hour, a humble and broken heart, for all thy blessings, a vehement desire, a hungering and thirsting for righteousness. And Lord, when it is different, then we have much to confess. Ah, wilt thou grant it in this evening hour, a mourning, a weeping, when we consider the fourth commandment concerning past transgressions and present fruitfulness. Ah, Lord, thou knowest what a coldness, what a lukewarmness, what a listlessness, what a prayerlessness and thanklessness. The list is long. And when we can confess it without an impression, then it is not right. But may it please thee in this hour to grant it by the first time, but also by renewal, to become that guilty sinner concerning the Lord's day, and to that end an Advent people by the first time and by renewal, to need him, who has left his Father's throne, come upon the earth, humble circumstances, and who has kept the Sabbath day perfectly for his church, who has paid the price, and now thy dear Son sitteth at thy right hand, and from thence he poureth out those heavenly graces by the Holy Spirit, our Lord. May it please thee to do it in this evening hour, to the conversion of sinners, the uncovering of false foundations, and to remember thy Zion. Oh, in this morning hour, we have heard of a wonderful time and of wonderful things. It was an unforgettable time. By renewal we commend unto thee the fathers and mothers who have presented their little children for baptism. May they not be finished, or could it be a beginning? Earnest supplication and a begging of thee that thou may remember the family circles. Bless the labors in the church, in the family circles. And then there are a few weeks that the instruction in different aspects has come to a halt. Although in the family circles it continues, may it be for the refreshment of instructors and for students. We commend unto thee the established churches all over the earth, the remote places of the earth. We remember the persecuted church, the Jewish people, in the midst of so much hatred and enmity. May it drive them out to thee, and may they be instructed in the things of the Lord, that thy word may be opened to be given to see, and above all experience, that the Messiah has come, and that from thy right hand he is gathering and preserving his church. Remember our mission field, thy servant, the team. Then also in the days to come, then the separation from the congregations and families shall be felt, shall be experienced. But when they may be given to experience in special ways, that thou art an everywhere present God, and to receive a token of thy favor, then it shall be good. We commend unto thee the people in Peru. Wilt thou grant for them a heart inclined to labor among them? We remember the manifold temporal needs in the midst of the congregation. Remember those that are sick and afflicted at home. Remember those with serious concerns, many fears, undergoing treatments, our Lord. Grant them that special place at thy throne, laying it all before thee, and asking if it may be thy will that thy means may be blessed, and above all profitable for the soul. Do remember those that struggle with weakness and difficulties of the mind, and do remember their loved ones can be so overwhelmed at their wits' end. May they be given to tell thee all crosses, burdens, scars. We remember all the elderly ones, our Bethesda, the residents, those that care for them, those that may go in and out, and then a husband and wife in this week hope to commemorate a special Ebenezer, 59 years cared, spared, protected, provided in the bond of holy matrimony. Well, to grant a special day, a humble and a broken heart, remember the whole family circle, remember for body and for soul. And then by renewal, then we commend all the mourning families unto thee. Lord, there are so many. And also, as the year draws to a close, the thoughts shall multiply. Do remember and strengthen, and Lord, then thou wast spoken in such serious ways to us and our children, and of such callings as shall not bring us at thy feet in true repentance, a crying unto thee, Ach Lord, what shall it all take? And thou knowest that without thy Spirit, then a heart shall never be changed. And to that end, then we beg of thee that thou may work mightily and richly in the hearts of us and our dear children. We commend unto thee prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. Remember our nation, remember our community. Do pour out thy Holy Spirit in a richer measure. And we commend unto thee the branch, the leaders, the people. Wilt thou grant thy richest blessing, and may it all prosper in thy hand, the purchasing of a sanctuary. May it be carried upon the wings of prayer, that it may be a sanctuary where thou shalt richly dwell and mightily work by thy Spirit in the hearts of young and old. Lord, do grant thy help in this evening hour. Go from bench to bench, from heart to heart, and from dwelling to dwelling. Grant then a good hour in thy house. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 225, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. How dear to me, O Lord of hosts, the place where thou dost dwell, the tabernacles of thy grace, and pleasantness excel, and what follows. Psalter 225, the three stanzas. this evening hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 38. Question 103. What doth God require in the fourth commandment? Answer. First, that the ministry of the gospel and the schools be maintained, and that I, especially on the Sabbath, that is on the day of rest, diligently frequent the church of God, to hear his word, to use the sacraments, publicly to call upon the Lord, and contribute to the relief of the poor as becomes a Christian. Secondly, that all the days of my life I cease from my evil works and yield myself to the Lord to work by his Holy Spirit in me, and thus begin in this life the eternal Sabbath. Lord's Day 38 speaks of the fourth commandment, remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy. With four thoughts: in the first place, the creation Sabbath day. Secondly, the resurrection Sabbath day. In the third place, the holy Sabbath day. And in the fourth place, the mirrored Sabbath day. The fourth commandment, remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy. The creation Sabbath day. The resurrection Sabbath day. The holy Sabbath day. And the mirrored Sabbath day. Beloved congregation, the fourth commandment is the last commandment of the first table, concerning love to God. In the first commandment we have heard it, who we must worship. In the second, how we must worship. In the third commandment, concerning the Lord's name. And now the fourth commandment, concerning the Lord's day. In the context, in the part of gratitude for the child of God. And then in the part of gratitude, and then the church does well, each time by renewal, to examine their hearts. We have sung together out of Psalm 118 of the desire of the psalmist where he was given to speak. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will be glad and rejoice in it. And then the psalmist, I beseech thee, send now prosperity, O Lord. We have sung together out of Psalm 84 of the desire of the psalmist, because the house of the Lord cannot and may not be separated from the Sabbath day. And then we have heard of the psalmist, of praise, of prayer, and holy exercises. Then how necessary and how profitable it is for the child of God to receive a letter from the exalted King, as the churches of Minor Asia have received. And in that letter to the church of Ephesus, then the King has said, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember from whence thou hast fallen and repent. And what a necessary letter that is for the child of God. Oh, a blessing and a privilege. May I ask you, congregation, how have you come up in this evening hour? What we have sung together, what we have read together, has that now echoed in your heart? Ah, that you have come up with those fervent desires, with that thirsting and hungering, exercised with the coming of Christ's kingdom, the glory of his name. Oh, there can even be times that there are souls for themselves, such riddles and mysterious ways, but they have tasted of the good things of the Lord, and then still to be exercised with the family circle and with the congregation. People of God, what a letter from the King be out of place, also concerning the fourth commandment. It is a blessing when the church may receive such a letter, and that they come in the guilt. Oh, as a general rule, when the Lord begins that good work, so tender, and then also concerning the Lord's day, so holy, and what vehement and desires. Oh, they know of those times that it was not unfruitful, even in the way of uncovering, because when the Lord works, then we are made honest, and then we have a desire to be dealt with honestly concerning our never-dying soul. But now in this evening also, because last Lord's Day, with Lord's Day 37 concerning the oath, then we have applied it as a preparation for the sacrament of holy baptism. And then in this evening, then we may also apply this Lord's Day with keeping the Sabbath day holy in a way of reflection. Because what clear proof and reflection there is concerning the oath with the baptism of their children, that it shall be reflected concerning the Lord's day, how it is kept. And of course, boys and girls, then your parents, they also need your help. That the Lord's day, there is much that distracts, and we live not in paradise, and the devil, how busy he can be also on the Sabbath day, then of course not only fathers and mothers must be reflected, and especially older siblings, then what a help and what a blessing they can be. And now concerning that reflection upon the oath that is made in holy baptism, we read in Exodus 31, verse 13, "Verily my Sabbaths ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am the Lord that does sanctify you." Thus there the Lord has said to the children of Israel, they have been separated from all people, have received the sacrament of circumcision, but the Lord has given the Sabbath a sign that it may be confirmed that the Lord is their God. And now our first thought, the creation Sabbath day. And then we know that the Lord has created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. And on the seventh day he is rested, that he has given that day, was instituted in the state of rectitude before sin has come upon the earth, the Lord's sovereign good pleasure, love for himself and for his glory, that on that day especially, we hope to hear, not only on that day, but especially on the Lord's day, the Sabbath day, that the praises may arise from the earth to that great and majestic God in the heavens. And then it was the Lord's goodness to the children of men. And then we do oftentimes well to reflect upon that precious gift which the Lord has given that we may rest. And that is so necessary also for our body, because we are not made of steel, but flesh and blood. And then the Lord has deemed it good, and that he would give also unto our bodies a day that we may rest from our strenuous daily labors. In the second place, necessary and profitable for the soul, that on that day does not exclude the rest, but that especially on that day, for us and our children, that we are given to pause, rest from our labors, pray much, search, beg the Lord for his blessing, that we may receive by free and sovereign grace those covenant mercies, that we may be a prepared people for that eternal rest above. And then the Lord's Day, that is a necessary day for the family circles, and even more so in our time, a time of haste, but that insofar it is possible, because we know, works of necessity, of mercy, they must be done, but then necessary and profitable for the family circles to be together, to go up to God's house, but also as a family, that in a special way there may be family worship and profitable for the nation. When we think of North America, former ages, when the Lord's Day was so strictly and punctually kept, what a rich blessing the Lord has bestowed upon us. Also necessary and profitable for marriage, for Adam and Eve. It was the first full day which they had upon this earth in holy matrimony. It was the Sabbath day. This commandment that begins different than other commandments. What word, how does it begin, boys and girls? How does the fourth commandment begin? Remember. Implies we are prone to forget. But it also tells us, because our children can understand it when we study, that we are not called upon to remember something that we have not been taught. Thus, when the Lord spoke on Mount Sinai to the children of Israel, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, and then they were reminded and they were familiar with the Sabbath day has been instituted in paradise concerning Noah. Then we read of 7 days in Exodus 16 when the Lord has given manna and instructed the children that for 6 days they would receive manna on the sixth day double. Then there were no questions asked. It implies that they were familiar with the Sabbath day, and to that end, the fourth commandment, remember the Sabbath day, and that remembering, that should be before, during, and after. Our fathers, they have spoken of preparation for the Sabbath day. Then it is necessary that, as a general rule, there are busy seasons, especially when we live in a farming community, and when the hay is dry, we must labor. But under normal circumstances, then our children, they need to realize and see that the Sabbath day is approaching, that everything winds down as far as possible for an approaching Sabbath day. Concerning the Sabbath day, then in Deuteronomy 5, verse 15, there is added to that commandment, and remember that there was a servant in the land of Egypt. Then the children of Israel were called upon to remember a time. One, they dwelt in Egypt. One, they were under the taskmasters. That undoubtedly. One, the Israelites said to the Egyptians, we may not work on the seventh day. That the taskmaster says we have a different law. It's also fitting for us to remember our privileges and our blessings. There are many people upon the earth that could not go to church because of circumstances, because of persecution, multitudes in hospitals, other institutions of mercy. How is it with our remembering? Also a time. Time of COVID. That the family circles have spent many a Sabbath day at home. And then the time came that we may freely, legally come to church. How was it with that remembering? How must we say when we were honest? So soon forgotten. Thought it was also normal again when we could all be in church, or has it been used in our family circles that we have become more diligent concerning coming to God's house also during the week? Still a blessing. Oh, we are so privileged. Lord has left many good things amongst us. Many churches that especially in the evening, very empty, churches closed, experienced in Rostern. The churches come to our people, whether we would be willing to purchase. Let us never forget the manifold blessings that the Lord has left amongst us. And surely that is for a purpose, that the Lord may bestow those covenant mercies by His Spirit from generation to generation. Concerning the commandments, the name Lord in capital letters. In the second commandment, we read it once. In the third commandment, we read it twice. But now in the fourth commandment, three times. Secondly, the resurrection Sabbath day. Concerning the first day of the week. Not a literal command. Not necessary. It is implied in the scriptures. When we study the Old Testament, then it is surprising how often that we read of the eighth day with special stipulations and special blessings, a foreshadowing of the New Testament, because after the seventh day is the eighth day. And that is the first day of the week. And now in the New Testament was the day that Christ has appeared to His church 5 times. Maybe boys and girls, you know those 5 times. You can speak about it when you travel home with your parents, whether you can remember those 5 as recorded in the scriptures to whom the risen Christ has appeared. The next Lord's Day, Christ by renewal has appeared to his church, his disciples, with Thomas present. The day of Pentecost was also the Lord's Day. In 1 Corinthians 16, we read that Paul has instructed the church that there may be a gathering on the first day of the week. And in Revelations 1, verse 10, we read of John that he was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. In the early centuries of the church, there was a gradual change. And in 321, Constantine the Great, a then he is made the day of the sun, because the heathens have worshipped the sun, the unconquered sun. Then he has made that day the day of rest. In the Old Testament, then the Israelite first had to labor 6 days, and then he may rest. But in the New Testament, then the church may first rest, because Christ has finished his mediatorial work, and then the church may labor. What a privilege that is. Oh, oftentimes, the poor world. No word, no sanctuary, no Lord's Day, how poor they are. And how often, because the world calls it their weekend, that on Monday they are not refreshed. What a privilege it may be. Does that happen at times, congregation? That on the Sabbath day, it may truly be a day of rest. That our cares, we may come with them to God's house, not buying and selling, but that they may be laid before the Lord, that we may hear special things in God's house, that we may receive a little courage, a special exercises, we may receive courage to take up our daily labors, and when there also may be meditations upon what we have heard. Our third thought, the Holy Sabbath Day, let us first sing. Psalter 435, the stanzas 1, 2, and 5. My soul with holy awe remember the Lord in brightest majesty. At Horeb's mount gave there his statutes, and spake these words to hear and see. And what follows? 435, 1, 2, and 5. the fourth commandment, remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy. The creation Sabbath day, the resurrection Sabbath day, and now thirdly, the holy Sabbath day. And then we have mentioned as a reflection service upon the sacrament of holy baptism. In the larger Westminster Catechism, and then there are seven questions devoted to keeping the Sabbath day holy. And then the middle question, 118, that is a charge more directly to the governor of households. And then this commandment, and then it is different than the first three in this respect, because the first three it speaks of thou shalt not. But the fourth commandment, and that speaks of the positive aspects that we are called to keep it holy. And there is much to do on the Sabbath day. And then the instructors, they have first begun that the ministry of the gospel and the schools be maintained. And not only schools for our children to be instructed in the things of the Lord, but also the theological school. And then further, and that I, especially on the Sabbath day, it is personal, but then the fourth commandment, it speaks of the family circle, son and daughter. Thus it is very broad, and to that end fitting as a reflection service for fathers and mothers concerning the oath which they have made, and that shall become especially evident and seen, reflected, no perfection, but it shall be reflected upon the keeping of the Sabbath day with a vehement desire for fathers and mothers concerning the oath which they have made, and that in the midst of the family circle, and that holy day may be kept holy, and that it may be reflected. And that I, especially on the Sabbath, of course, that is implied, also during the week, when there are no lawful objections, hindrances, that we are called to place our families under the proclamation of word and gospel. And then we read concerning God's house, that is on the day of rest diligently, frequent the church of God. And then we hear different matters explained. First, to hear his word, the whole counsel of God, as it is declared in the inspired word of God, to use the sacraments, thus to hear the word, boys and girls, that is for our ears. The sacraments, that is for our eyes. And then publicly to call upon the name of the Lord, where all the different prayers, the different needs of the congregation, they may unite in one prayer in the presence of the Lord. We could compare boys and girls. When there is a king, then there can be many needs, and that the subjects of those king, the families of the king, that they come to the king with their need and special needs. But then when we would see a people come together united in a great company before the king with their many requests, and so it is in the church of God, and then it is necessary that everyone may be given to pray along and to sigh along for the indispensable blessing of the Lord. And then in the last place, our hands, that we may have liberal hearts, oh, still a blessing. When in our congregations that there is liberality to provide for the Lord's kingdom and for the poor, and then it is added as becomes a Christian. And that is written in capital C. And that Christian is described in Lord's Day number 12. Partakers of Christ's anointing to be prophet, priest, and king. And to need Christ, the anointed one, who was anointed with the Holy Spirit without measure. It is the Sabbath we read in Leviticus 23, verse 3, in the way of reflection. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in your dwellings. In Isaiah 58, verse 13, when it speaks of the Sabbath, then it speaks of thy foot, pleasure, ways, and words. John Wells, a minister of a former age, when he has spoken of the words, works of necessity and mercy, then he has stated, which could neither be done before the Lord's day or not deferred after. Concerning the keeping of the Sabbath day, then we read in the larger Westminster Catechism, in question 117, how is the Sabbath or the Lord's Day to be sanctified? And then the answer, the Sabbath or Lord's Day is to be sanctified by a holy resting all the day, not only from such works as are at all times sinful, but even from such worldly employments and recreations which are lawful on other days, and making it our delight to spend the whole time, except so much of it is to be taken up in works of necessity and mercy, in the public and private exercises of God's worship, and to that end, we are to prepare our hearts, and with such foresight, diligence, and moderation, to dispose and seasonably dispatch our worldly business, that we may be the more free and fit for the duties of that day. In 119, what are the sins forbidden in the fourth commandment? The sins forbidden in the fourth commandment are all confessions of the duties required. All careless, negligent, and unprofitable performing of them, and being weary of them, all profaning the day by idleness, and doing that which is in itself sinful, and by all needless works, words, and thoughts about our worldly employments and recreations. Concerning the holy Sabbath day, we live in a modern world, and then it is also necessary that we keep the Sabbath day holy concerning technology, phones, and everything related thereto. Let us then follow the example of our fathers. When we only had a phone on the wall or on the desk, then such a phone was only used for emergencies. Concerning news, then the newspaper was laid aside Saturday evening. The families would never think of purchasing a newspaper on the Sabbath day. Then surely in former days, then we did not see family circles in their vehicles, that they have taken a newspaper along, reading the news or the weather. Then I do not think when we came out of church that we saw family circles with a newspaper reading the news. Thus let that be simple instruction for us and our children, for our youth and our dwellings, that it is only for emergencies, works of necessity, works of mercy, those that work in the emergency departments in different ways. Thus let us follow the footsteps of our fathers, and that we put it aside, that it may indeed be a day of rest. Our last thought, the mere Sabbath day. When we consider the Lord's day, what a declension. It has been said by one, of course, we call it the Sabbath day. In Hebrew, that means rest. Call it Sunday, was the name that has come from the early times of Constantine the Great, the Lord's Day. That is the richest name. It is a day given by the Lord, and it is a day for the Lord. But when we consider the name Sunday, maybe boys and girls, you can remember it, then we only have to change one letter, and that's what many people have done, and many people do, to only change one letter. You can remember it, boys and girls, when we change the U into I, then we have a sin day. What great multitudes have made it. And if we change the S to an F, what do we have, boys and girls? Then we have a fun day. It's what the world has done. they have changed it. But remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And now our last thought, that is the mere Sabbath day. Secondly, that all the days of my life I cease from my evil works. Is a difference how we spend the 6 days and the Lord's day. But then the instructors, they are warning against the dualism concerning a Sunday Christian that goes to church, is pious, or acts pious. And then the other 6 days, it is not so much reflected. We set a reflection for our baptism, that the other 6 days, it is not so much reflected that we are under the old truth and the old day, old ways, and that it does not arouse to a holy jealousy for our fellow man. Thus it is a blessing when it may be reflected our talk and our walk. Also on Monday, that on the day before that we have been in God's house where the Lord has promised to meet his people, to instruct the congregation, can be different, can be times on Monday that there may be those perplexed souls, souls with riddles, discouraged, when on the day before was so quiet and they have not gleaned anything further, uncovered questions about their faith, even whether they have that true faith, can also be different times that it can be seen, souls encouraged, joyful, cheerful, when they have received a special blessing. Secondly, that all the days of my life, we have heard it this morning from the song of Zacharias. We have heard it in verse 74, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. It's what the instructors are given to speak of. I cease from my evil works and yield myself to the Lord. That is a special word. To be given to yield, give herself over, ask the Lord for his way and for his will, to the Lord, to work by his Holy Spirit in me. It's not to quench, not to grieve, and thus begin in this life the eternal Sabbath day. And that concerns a holy joy and a holy delight concerning serving the Lord. is in the part of gratitude. And now the Lord has a people. Also concerning the fourth commandment. They need a letter. As the church of Ephesus can become so still. But then what a blessing it is when sin becomes guilt, and that for our guilt, an Advent prayer and cry, the need for the precious child whose birth we hope to remember in this week, that his name has been called Jesus because he has come to save his people from their sins. He has kept the Sabbath day perfectly. Verily, my Sabbath ye shall keep. For it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations. Oh, let us remember it. Oh, fathers and mothers, what a responsibility. Concerning the Sabbath day, prayer necessary throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am the Lord, that the sanctify you. Amen. Let us close. Lord, thou was given in other Lord's Day. And then we have heard what thou requires. May we be given each to turn unto ourself. Examine how it is. May the prayers be multiplied, Lord. Our blessings are great and manifold, but also our responsibility. We humbly beg of thee, 10 days left in a year that has far run its course. Empty places have come. Then we may humbly ask thee that thou may watch over us the remaining 10 days. Also this week, the mothers at home with the children, at work, on the way, wherever we are called to be, wilt thou keep us from sin and temptation, harm and danger. Take us under thy good care and thy protection, and may it please thee to bring us up to thy house for a day where we in a special way may remember the birth of thy dear son, that he was born in a stable. Lord, wilt thou prepare those stables, those hearts, for thy dear son. We may thank thee for the blessings of this day, for thy help. Bring us now safely to our homes. Pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing psalter, Psalter 247, the stanzas 1, 2, and 6. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home. And what follows, Psalter 247, 1, 2, and 6.
Thank you.
receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.